So how did the band come together?
It was basically it was both me and Robert who formed it. We had a break for quite a long time from music in general, and him because of he broke his arm when he was playing football or soccer, and I'd just taken the time out, and we were sort of, you know, thinking about doing music again because, you know, we felt something was missing there. So we just got together and started, you know, writing songs and you know, not really know where it was going, but just to, for the fun of it and for the sake of doing music. And it sort of just evolved quite quickly from that.
Where do you think your sound comes from? What inspires you musically?
Yeah, that's quite a lot, probably.
That's fine.
both of us listen to so much music, and it's, I mean, I grew up with my dad's Beatles collection, so that's my sort of foundation always been. And, but yeah, I mean, I listen to lots of old 60s stuff and pop rock and soul and a lot of modern day indie music as well. And I mean, I listen a lot to hip-hop and R&B and stuff as well, but, you know, we don't really incorporate that in our music. But, you know, we just listen to everything, and whenever we hear something and get an idea from something, we just, you know, try and find inspiration from that and incorporate it into our music.
Okay, so what's the band's creative process like? How do you guys, you know, put a song together? Does one person kind of take charge? I mean, how do you guys work together?
I would probably say that I'm taking charge in the beginning of the process. It's either one of two ways. It's either I write sort of a skeleton or a sketch for a song and sort of make a simple recording or demo of it and show to Robert, or it's a guitar thing that he's been writing and he sends it over to me and I sort of play around with it and try and find some vocals for it and recall that. So it's usually one of those two, but I make like a rough demo or something of an idea, and then we sort of just send it between us and work together with it. And there's a lot of working one-on-one as well in the process.
Clean as a Whistle. It's just a really witty, fun, well-orchestrated song. I mean, it's got that great, you know, sound in the beginning. What was the inspiration for that? Is there a story behind the song? How did it all get put together?
It sort of evolved from just that saying, clean as a whistle, sort of. It was, I don't know really, I mean, I used it in the Swedish way, because I'm married to an English woman, so I speak a lot of English at home. And I do, I mean, in the Swedish way, you would use the clean as a whistle as a I'm innocent sort of saying. So she, you know, I did something that, you know, was being a bit silly, and she sort of told me off, and I was, no, I'm clean as a whistle. And she said, yeah, it depends where the whistle has been. And sort of, I like that, you know, the her ending to it. So I used that sentence, and sort of that's the chorus of the song. And then it felt like a you know, kind of thing where you couldn't be, where you had to have like a more upbeat and more fun arrangement around it. And then I was just fiddling around with, we hadn't used so much wind instruments in general before, so I was just eager to try something different out, and I was just set with a MIDI keyboard and fiddling around with different sounds just to try and write something, and I wrote that simple little wind instrument thing there in the beginning, and then we got people in to play it properly when we recorded it. But yeah, that's sort of how it happened, that song. It's very spontaneous.
There's another song on the album that's it's very different, Fear of Flying. It's very different from Clean as a Whistle, but that song, I mean, the lyrics are incredibly emotional. I mean, where did that come from?
I mean, most of my lyrics sort of come from just everyday life and, you know, from just people around me and a lot of things, you know, just in generally, you know, when you're, it can be you're just sat in the car or just sat sort of still watching something on TV, and you know, you sort of drift off and your mind goes into things and you start thinking about things, and that's sort of where a lot of my lyrics are born. And Fear of Flying is a lot from a lot of people that I've known have, you know, when they get into a relationship with someone, they, you know, that feels really good in the beginning, and they think, you know, the world of the person, and then sort of the insecurity comes into it where they think that, oh, soon, you know, I'm not good enough for this person, and soon they'll see right through me, and, you know, that I'm not, you know, they're too good for me, so they're going to see how bad I am in comparison and leave me, sort of. And I've seen it so many times with, you know, friends and people around me thinking that way when they get into a relationship, and that's sort of what the song is about.
What's the band's goals moving forward? You guys released this album. How are you promoting it? What's next?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was the whole Slim Loris thing has been very much just sort of happening. It was starting off very spontaneous and, you know, no real direction apart from just writing songs. And then, you know, we sort of get into it and wrote quite a lot. And the first proper album we did, we just did to make an album, and they didn't really know who after what to do. But this time we sort of had a bit more plan around it, and we have work with a guy called James Moore on Independent Music Promotions, I think it's called, is where helping us with promoting it, and we started booking a few gigs to promote it in Sweden to begin with, and on Saturday this week, day after tomorrow, we're actually going to record a video for one of the songs, so we're sort of working a bit more determinedly now than before, and we'll see. We just see how far we can take it.
Do you think it's almost like serendipitous that you guys came along, like, again at this time, like, made a little bit of a comeback at this time, considering, like, the success of bands such as Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers and all these other bands that have almost a similar, like, fuller sound as you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I've played in bands before Slim Loris as well that has sort of had a similar sound to what we do now. This is just more my take on it. So, I mean, I've been doing this kind of music for quite long, and in recent years, when especially Mumford & Sons have done so well, I mean, it's I'm very glad they have, because it's, you know, it's opened up for any kind of band who's sort of doing that thing. So, I mean, today, a lot of the reviews we've had from the CD, we've been compared to Mumford & Sons, and I mean, they are a big band, so it's good for us. It helps us, definitely.
What would you like to tell people that haven't listened to you yet, but are kind of listening and getting intrigued? How do you think you'd, you know, almost like convert them to becoming fans?
Well, I mean, a lot of the people who's actually listened to it so far, I mean, they've all said that it's a record that sort of grows on you. I mean, even some of the people who was playing on the record, I mean, who wasn't involved in the whole process, but just, you know, on like one track or two, they said as well when they heard it that it's, you know, you sort of like it in the beginning, but it takes a few listens until you really get into it. And I mean, I think that's the way a record should be, that, you know, you always find something new every time you listen to it, and, you know, it's something that stays with you instead of just being like a thing you like at first and then get bored after a few listenings. So I think that's a good thing. It's a record that will stay with you for a while, hopefully.